In Act 3, Marilyn opens a gift from Harry and Michelle.
Isn't this baby outfit adorable? Put his name on it, Matt.
Susan offers to take Michelle upstairs to see the baby.
Would you like to see baby Max, Michelle?
What will Michelle think of Max?
Thanks, Michelle.
I hope you like it.
Isn't this baby outfit adorable? With his name on it, Matt. Thanks so much, Harry and Michelle.
We really appreciate it.
I'm glad you like it. Michelle picked it out.
Oh. Yes, I told Daddy to take blue ones. Blue is for boys and pink is for girls.
And Max is some boy.
Mm-hmm. He's a real Stuart.
Right.
That was so thoughtful of you, Michelle. Especially to pick it out in blue.
Would you like to see baby Max, Michelle?
Could you? Could we?
Could I?
Take him upstairs, Susan. Harry and Michelle can watch Max sleeping. Let's go.
Come on, Michelle, before Max wakes up.
Will you please take this upstairs, Susan?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Michelle is very grown up for a 10-year-old, huh?
She's smart and sensitive for her age.
Growing up without a mother is difficult. You mature quickly.
Susan's like a mother to Michelle. They have a good relationship. Do you think Susan and Harry will get married?
Yeah, you can count on it.
I think so. Yes, they get along so well.
I like him. He's good for Susan.
He's a little quiet.
It's hard to do anything but listen in this family.
How can anybody get a word in around here?
You're right, Ellen.
Oh, really?
It's the way it should be. The Stuarts are the Stuarts.
They always were and they always will be.
Right.
They've always got an opinion. They've always got something to say.
And now there's Max Stuart. And if he talks as loudly as he cries, we're all in for trouble.
He's quiet now.
Mm-hmm. That's because he's sleeping.
It's not necessary to whisper, Harry. A baby gets used to voices.
I remember now. We always whispered when Michelle was born.
I didn't sleep well, Daddy told me. I never slept. And when I did, I woke up when I heard someone speak.
I bet you were cute.
She sure was.
Not as cute as Max. He's like a little doll. Oh, good. Now I can have diapering.
Let's get Marilyn. What do you do when he cries like that?
You pick him up.
He's so little. So new. Let's call Marilyn.
Time for a feeding. And time for a diapering. You're a real Stuart.
Thank you.
about that? New baby in the Stewart family. Baby Max. Max Stewart. You know what that means, don't you? That means I, Malcolm Stewart, am now a great-grandfather. And Max is my great-grandson. My son, Philip, is a grandfather now. He's Max's grandfather. And Ellen's his grandmother, a very loving grandmother. Susan thinks that Max looks like Ellen, but Robbie thinks Max looks like me. Robbie is Max's uncle. He thinks his little nephew Max is pretty special. Susan, Max's aunt, thinks he's special too. And so do I. And so do his parents, Marilyn and Richard. They love Max very much. Oh, little Max, I loved you. You're a real Stewart, just like me. And just like all of us.